Today, I would like to discuss the first verse of the Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Chadi Uthoji verse by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are actually 8 verses in this song, and there are more than 100 songs that Shachitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. But today we would like to touch the first verse and discuss some things about that verse. Vibhavari shesha aloka pravesha nidra chadi utho jeeva bolo hari hari mokunda murari ramakrishna haya greeva. Very beautiful song. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nidra Chadi Utho Jeev, Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. This song is so special, especially for all of us, because in our ISKCON Vrindavan for Mangalarati, we have Samsara Davanala prayers at Prabhupada Samadhi and Vibhavari Shesha in the presence of Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balram Gauranitai. So it's very important that we as ISKCON devotees, we take up to this song and study this song and sing with all our heart. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Vibhavari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. The night has come to an end and the early morning rays of the dawn sun are seen and the sky has been painted red, like Udila Aruna, same mood, that the sky has been painted red or orange by the rising of the sun. And the night has ended. O living entity, Nidra Chadi Utho Jeev. Give up your sleep and get up. Now there are 2 meanings to this. One is, of course, the direct meaning, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us to wake up in Brahma Muhurta. Very important. One Acharya, one very great Sri Sampradaya Acharya. I was once in South India and I happened to have his association. And he told something which stuck with me. He said that if somebody cannot respect Brahma Muhurta, they cannot respect Brahma. If you cannot serve Brahma Muhurta, you cannot serve Brahma. Brahma means the Supreme Lord ultimately, Parabrahma. So he said, everybody has a Muhurta. He said, there is Rahu Kal. Astrologically, there is the time for Rahu. So similarly, 24 hours is time for Krishna, but very specifically the Brahma Muhurta. Like for me now, it is 6 o'clock in the morning. I took this opportunity only because there is Krishna Katha. Otherwise, my feedback is next to me. So, if we cannot respect Brahma Muhurta, we cannot respect and serve Brahma in any lifetime. There is no possibility of sleeping through Brahma Muhurta and getting Krishna. And especially for those who want to have high character with respect to celibacy and detachment in this world, sleeping during that time is the worst thing we can do to our spiritual life. So, the direct meaning that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying is that Nidra Chadi Utho Jeev, living entity, please wake up. Please wake up. Don't sleep so much. Wake up. This is the direct meaning. And he says that, look at the sky. The night has ended. Even birds are chirping. Why shouldn't humans chirp? Humans should also get up and chirp the holy name. If birds are teaching us, like in the 11th canto, we can see, we can learn from everyone. We can find the Avanti Brahmana teaching, the Avadut. We can see the Tatraya teaching. So similarly, if the birds are waking up and they're also doing their sounds, they're also chanting the holy name. Shuka bole hari hari, sari bole hari hari. In that song, we can see when animals are chanting, birds are also singing the holy name. So the direct meaning is we should wake up. The night has ended, the early morning sun has risen, and wake up, and the living entity is asking Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then wake up and do what? He says, bolo. Bolo. Bolo what? And then from there, hari hari onwards up to Manasa Chandra Chakora in the 8th stanza are only beautiful, wonderful arrangements of the holy name of Krishna. In Shastra, there is a very beautiful verse that Sulabham Bhagavan Nama Jivhacha Vashavartini Tathapi Narakan Yantim Kimascharya Matahaparam. That we know the verse Ahani Ahani Bhutani, that the greatest Ascharya in this world is living entities. Left, right, center, they leave their body. And those who are remaining behind, they think, I will live forever. Especially during COVID time, this was a shocking display of this verse, where everybody was thinking, yes, others are getting COVID and they are all leaving their body, but I will live long. I will take two vaccines and I will live long. So, but greater ascharya than this is Sulabham Bhagavan Nama. The names of the Lord are so simple, easy to utter. They are present in the Shastras, present in the preaching of the sadhus. It is present in all the temples, in all the sampradayas, in all the parts of India. We can hear Ramakrishna Hari Kirtan going on. So Sulabham Bhagavan Nama, and what is the apparatus, what is the instrument needed to attain, to get that name? Jibha, the tongue. Vashavartini, and that tongue is under our control in the mouth. It's not that, oh, I forgot my tongue in the closet, I forgot my tongue at home, I cannot chant. Jivacha Vashavartini. Wherever we go, the tongue is there. Krishna has fit it so wonderfully in our mouth that wherever we go, the tongue is there. Gauranga Prabhu gives a very beautiful story that one time one South Indian man came to an ISKCON temple, and the temple was being built, and Srila Prabhupada asked him, how did you find the temple? And typically in South India, you can see that the temples always have a bell in the entrance of the temple. So the South Indian Brahmana, he was an older person, he said, Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, everything is perfect, but there is no bell. And Prabhupada said, South Indian temples means one bell. ISKCON temples means many bells. All the tongues of the devotees are bells, and they are constantly ringing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Sulabham Bhagavan Nama, Jivvacha Vashavartini, Tathapi Narakanyantim Kim Ashcharya Matahapara. Oh, 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 oh. Ashcharya metad hi manushya loke sudham parityajya visham pibanti namani narayana gocharani tyakto anya varta kuhakam pathanti yanna vrajantya kavido vrachana anuvadat shunvanti ye anya vishayaku kathamatigni. So many verses in Shastra which describe that it is certainly astonishing and shocking how living entities can go to hell. Jivana Vakti Bhagavad Guna Namadheyam, 6th canto, another verse. That if we don't chant the holy name, we will definitely ado gachanti tamasa. We will go down. So we can avoid that by waking up in Brahmahurta and for nice 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3 hours, as many hours as possible to chant with all our heart, calling out to Krishna. And if we do that, that is the perfect utilization of the tongue. Pibare Ramarasam, Rasane Pibare Ramarasam. Pibare Ramarasam. One Acharya from South India, he writes, Rasane, O tongue, Pibare Ramarasam. Please drink the nectar of Sri Rama's holy name. Dhanyaste Kritino Pibanti Satatam Sri Ramanamamritam. Vedanta Desikar, in his commentary, he writes that glorious are those tongues which are constantly chanting the holy name. So same thing Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, that Mukunda Madhava Yadav Hari Bolo Re Bolo Bhai Vadanav Hari. Fill your mouth and constantly chant from Hari Hari to Manasa Chandra Chakora. So this is the first meaning, that the night has ended and the day has begun. So that is the direct description of the time. Another meaning is Vibhavarishesha Aloka Pravesha Nidra Chadi Utojiv. Night means all the other species that we have transmigrated through. That is darkness. That is night. Jalajana Valakshani, Stavara Lakshavimshati, all these different 8.4 million species, keeping away the human, so the 8 million species, and also the human species where we have taken without Krishna consciousness. This is darkness, complete avidya. Ajnana timihi andhasya jnananjana shalakaya, the darkness of ignorance. So that is the night. Sometimes we have crawled, sometimes we have swam, sometimes we are flying. Sometimes we are walking on four legs. The soul is transmigrating through these bodies. And that's all considered to be night. But fortunately now, labdva sudurlabham idam bahusambhavante manushyamarthadam anityam apiha dhira turnam yateta napateta numrityu yavat nishreyasaya vishayam khalu sarvatasyat durlabho manavo deho dehinam kshanabhangura తత్రాపి దుర్లభం మన్యే వైకుంఠ ప్రియ దర్శనం నృదేహమాద్యం సులభం సుదుర్లభం ప్లవం సుకల్పం గురుకర్ణధారం మయానుకూలేన నభస్వతేరితం పుమాన్ భవాబ్దిం నతరేత్ స ఆత్మ కౌమారమాచరేత్ ప్రజ్ఞో ధర్మాన్ భాగవతానిహ దుర్లభం మానుషం దేహం తదపి అర్థదం అధ్రువం తత్ప్రయాసో న కర్తవ్యో యథ ఆయు వ్యయ పరం న తథా విందతే క్షేమం ముకుంద చరణాంబుజం. సో మెనీ వర్సెస్ ఇన్ శాస్త్ర 11th canto, 7th canto, all describe the glory of the human form, that we should never let it go. This human form is rarely attained birth, rarely attained. Therefore, tat prayasah na kartavyah, we should not act in a way that our human breath is wasted. Every breath must be offered. One great devotee from North India writes that, Krishna, devotees have made garlands of flower, I want to make garland of breath and fill your holy name in each breath and give you a garland at your lotus feet or around your neck. I want to make a garland of my breath, which means not waste a single moment. Avyartha kalatvam. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said another meaning, that the night has ended. O living entity, how great is it that the dawn rising sun of the human form, right in your childhood, you have attained this. Now get up, nidra chadi utho jeev. The ahara nidra bhaya maitunam from last lives, you know, regulate that. Nidra chadi and utho jeev, wake up, jump from the bed of avidya and constantly chant Krishna's holy names. This is the only thing. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukkha shamanastam namami harim param. This is the only thing that will help us. Dukkha shamanam. By chanting and offering obeisances, there will be destruction of distress. One time I asked my Guru Maharaj that on this verse, I said, Shastra says that pranamo dukkha shamanas. By offering obeisances, our suffering will go away. So how do I understand this? I requested. So my Guru Maharaj explained that the main reason why we suffer in this world is because of false ego. Main reason. The problem is inside. By offering obeisances, we will consider everybody better than us because we are constantly bowing down. And humility will develop. And this is the Ramban, he said. This is the main arrow of Sri Ram, the solution, main solution, root solution to all problems. By offering repeated obeisances, humility will develop. We will consider the other person better than us. That's why we are offering obeisances. And that dissolves the false ego and all problems will be gone. So Guru Maharaj explained, Naam and Pranam. He poetically put it like that. Naam, which means the holy name, and Pranam, through the body. So constantly chanting Krishna's name, offering obeisances and serving the Vaishnavas. This is the offering of the body. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that wake up and chant as far as time is concerned. Wake up and chant as far as ability is concerned, human form is concerned. Athato brahma jidnyasa. Now is the time not to be lazy. Now is not the time to be distracted. Now is not the time to waste for temporary fleeting material pleasure, which will be taken away anyway. Now is the time for the uttishtata, jagrata, prapya varan nibodhata. Kathopanishad describes, now is the time to not just wake up from the bed, but wake up in consciousness and attain what is to be attained. Okay, so that is the theme of the whole song. And at the end, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nama Sudarasa Gao Krishna Yasha Rakho Vachana Manamur. As instruction to all of us, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nama Sudarasa Gao Krishna Yasha. Constantly sing Krishna's glories in the form of his names, Krishna Katha, preaching, etc. Some people take it to other extreme and they are chanting all day. And when you ask them about spreading Krishna consciousness, preaching Krishna consciousness, they say, no, no, it is to, first I will become pure, I will constantly chant 2 lakh, 3 lakh, etc. holy names, and then I will become pure, then I will preach. But these are not conceptions that our Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada, yes, janma sarthaka kari kara paro upakar means you practice and you spread. When will we preach otherwise? When will we spread Krishna consciousness? Even Prahlad Maharaj, he says that naivodvije paraduratya yavaitaranya stvatvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. I have no worry about myself. I will chant the holy name, but I am concerned mainly about the conditioned souls. So even Krishna katha, even preaching is considered to be nam sankirtan. It is guna sankirtan. So in this way, one should not take separate meaning out of this discussion. One should chant one's japa. The main thing is one should not waste one's time. One should serve manasa, vachasa, and through dehena, through one's body, as much as possible, spreading Krishna consciousness, connecting more living entities, and getting nourished on the path of bhakti. His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, after his Brahmin initiation, one very nice devotee, fixed up devotee here, after his Brahmin initiation, he asked his Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, what is the instruction? Maharaj said, taste the sweetness of Krishna consciousness and spread it around in this world. Janma sarthaka kari kara para upakar. Without tasting, what can we share? But at the same time, it's not that we taste, and we forget to share. So taste the sweetness of Krishna consciousness and spread it in this world. So this is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Now we will spend some time about these words. Hari Hari, Mukunda, Murari, Rama, Krishna, Hayagriva. So many names are there. We will do a very quick, skimming, breezing discussion. The first word is Hari. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Hari Shabda Nana Artha Dui Mukhyatam. Sarva Amangala Hare Prem Diye Hare Man. That the word Hari has many, many meanings. And we can see that in Shastra. That the first meaning of the word Hari is a lion. In Sanskrit, the word Hari means a lion also. This is why we sing, Jaya Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari. Narasimha is Nara Hari. Half man, half lion. Stambe Sabhayam, Na Mrigam, Na Manusham. So, Nara Hari. Hari means, of course, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Mahavishnu. But at the same time, Hari also means a lion. So, Nara Hari, half man, half lion. The example of this can be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he compares Mahaprabhu to be a lion, a golden lion. And he mentions that Mahaprabhu is a lion for five reasons. First reason, lion has a complexion like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will not say Mahaprabhu has a complexion like the lion. The lion in this world has some similarity in the form of the golden complexion. So the complexion is similar. Second, we can see just like the lion has hair coming up to the shoulder when he's walking. Similarly, Mahaprabhu's hair is also coming up to shoulder. Lion-like. Gaura Hari. This is why we say Gaura Simha or Gaura Hari. We sing Gaura Hari. One time His Grace Agnidev Prabhu, very legendary Kirtankar, very exalted devotee, singing all the Vaishnava bhajans. I was fortunate to be in his association to do some kirtan, like he's leading and I'm playing kartal and following. And at the end of Narsingarati, he sang, Jaya Nara Hari, Amar Gaura Hari. I was thinking, oh, he's calling out to Narsingadeva. At the same time, Mahaprabhu with the poetry on the word Hari. So this reminded me of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says five reasons. First reason, complexion like a lion, Mahaprabhu. Second, the hair is coming up to the shoulder. Third, just like the lion has broad chest and thin waist, you can see Mahaprabhu is the root of that quality. He has very broad chest. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitaro kamalayatakshau vishwambaro dvijavaro yugadharmapalo vande jagatpriyakaro karunavataro. Very broad chest and thin waist, Mahaprabhu. That's the third reason. Fourth reason, Mahaprabhu appeared in Simha Rashi, Leo constellation on the astrological chart. And fifth, when a lion enters a den, which is infested with wild animals, let's say hyenas, jackals and fox, and the lion enters the den and loudly roars like the king, what happens? All the wild animals, helplessly, they leave the den. They leave the cave, never to return again. And the lion takes over that cave. So similarly, our heart, Hridaya Kandare, Kaviraj Goswami uses this term, Anarpita Charim Chirat, Karunaya Avatirna Kalau, Samarpaitu Munnato, Jwalarasam Swabhakti Shriyam, Hari Purata Sundara, Dyutika Damba Sandipita, Sadaridaya Kandare, Spuratu Vashachinandana. So the same thing Kaviraj Goswami says, Hari, as the golden lion, Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha. Mahaprabhu appears as the golden complexioned lion. And therefore, Sada, Ridayakandare. In the cave of our heart, which is infested with the jackals and hyenas and fox of material desires, let Shachinandana, Spuratuva Shachinandana, may the son of Shachimata, as the lion, enter the cave of our hearts and roar, Haribol, 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 very loudly. Mahaprabhu is proclaiming, roaring the holy name as the lion in the Sada Ridayakandare, in the cave of our heart. And all the wild animals in the form of material desires will run away, never to enter our cave again. Ridayakandara. And this golden lion called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari, Gaur Hari, he will take over this cave. And in this way, the first meaning of the word Hari is lion. Another very wonderful analysis of the word Hari is Sarvam Amangalam Hare, that the Lord takes away everything inauspicious. Recently, we had the good fortune of hearing Hari Katha from a very exalted Prabhupada disciple. So that very exalted Vaishnav, he told me about another Vaishnav. He said, you know, this devotee, when he came to Jagannath Puri, somebody stole his wallet. And they took away some bag which had his passport and was an American citizen. So he didn't have anything in India. He didn't have money. He didn't have credit cards. He didn't have passport, nothing. Grihastha devotee from America, nothing to do in India. He just came to Jagannath Puri for darshan and he lost everything. So this exalted Vaishnava was telling me, you know, this devotee, when he came to Jagannath Puri, he lost everything. So that devotee said, Maharaj, it was very painful. I had no shelter. So this very exalted sadhu Maharaj said, that yasyaham anugrihnami harishetad dhanam shanai. He quoted this verse. So that devotee said, I didn't understand what this verse meant. So Maharaj said that when Krishna wants to shower mercy, he will give whatever we ask for. But if he really wants to shower mercy, he will take away everything, everyone from all directions away in our life, so that we have nothing and no one to turn to except Krishna's lotus feet. Prabhupada also went through so much. We can see in Leelamrit how much Prabhupada went through. Only to teach us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Priya Bhakta Dware Anyera Shiksha Kare Eita Prakare. In the Bhakti Ratnakar it is described. Pure Vaishnavas go through circumstances in life. Not because of their prarabdha. Not because of any graha or nakshatra or kala or karma. Because Krishna teaches us through their example. So in this way, in our lives, everything that is inauspicious will be taken away by Krishna. Narayana nama naro naranam prasiddha chaura kathita prithivyam aneka janmarjita papa sanchayam harati ashesham shruti matrameva. In the Puranas, it is described that Krishna's name, Narayana's name, is such a big thief that harati ashesham shruti matrameva. Just by hearing these four syllables, Narayana, Mriyamano Harir Nama, Grinan Putro Pacharitaha, Ajamilo Pyagadhama, Kimutashradhaya Grinan. Just by hearing these four syllables, which is the essence of the four Vedas, Aneka Janma Arjita Papa Sanchayam, Harati Ashesham, Shruti Matrameva. Even if we don't chant, just by hearing the holy name steals away all our sins. Everything that is inauspicious is taken away. And then, when we are crying and weeping for Krishna, for help, when we take shelter of him, then what happens? Devanam api durlabham. He gives that which is rarely attained even for the demigods. That is service to his lotus feet. The greatest attainment. Vaikunthavasam athava narake nivasam ha vasudeva mamanasti gatistvadanya. In the Sri Sampradaya line 1, Acharya writes that, my Lord, you have two options. You can either send me to Vaikuntha or you can send me to hell. But I have only one option. That is to dance according to your decision. So in this way, Hari means to take away everything inauspicious. And by bhakti, prem diye hare man. Krishna initially makes us run after him as he gives us shelter. Then when he is bound by our ropes of love, he starts running after us. Not after us, not after me, but pure Vaishnavas when they are performing bhakti. ಸಾರಥ್ಯ ಪಾರ್ಷದ ಸೇವನ ಸಖ್ಯ ದೌತ್ಯ ವೀರಾಸ ನಾನು ಗಮನಸ್ತವನ ಪ್ರಣಾಮಾನ್ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧೇಶು ಪಾಂಡುಷು ಜಗತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಿಂಚ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಕುರೂತಿ ನೃಪತಿಶ್ ಶರಣಾರವಿಂದೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಸೋ ಹಂಬ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹರಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ನೇಮ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಹರ. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನಾಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಶೀ ಹೂ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಧಾರಾಣಿ. ಸೊ ಹರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹರ. Hari takes away our heart and gives service to his lotus feet. And Hara, Srimati Radharani, even steals Krishna's heart. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, while discussing about Radharani, first discusses about Krishna. Says, and shows how great Krishna is. And then Srila Prabhupada says, that same Krishna who's so exalted, he's attracted by Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he is Madana Mohan and she is Madana Mohana Mohini. So when we chant Hare Krishna in the japa every day, Hare is Sambodhanatmak, which means invocatory call to both Hari and Hara. So by chanting Hare, we call out in one mood, we call out to Krishna, take away everything inauspicious in my life. Please, my Lord, I offer my heart to you. Please accept my very existence at your lotus feet. And another meaning is Hare means Radhe. Oh, Radharani, please engage me in the service of the Vaishnavas, like that. So this is the first word. Hari, Hari, then Mukunda. What does the word Mukunda mean? Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnurevana Samshayam. The giver of liberation is called Mukunda. This is the meaning, that he gives us liberation from everything that we suffer from. Another meaning of the word Mukunda, Mu means Mukham, mouth. And Kunda means Kunda flower. In Goloka Vrindavan, there is a very special white small bud like flower. It is called as Kunda, and it has the fragrance of the freshly blossomed jasmine. It is considered to be a very wonderful flower, Kunda. So Mu means Mukha and Kunda means buds of jasmine flower. So he whose smile reveals series and rows of white jasmine bud-like teeth. Krishna's teeth are like rows of small bud, white jasmine flowers, Kunda. So Mu Kunda, he whose mouth is filled with bud-like teeth. Sunasikagra Mauktikam Swachanda Danta Panktikam Navambudanga Chikkanam Namami Nandanandanam. Our acharyas describe all glories to the son of Nanda Maharaj. In the Aishwarya mood, in the opulent mood, it is described that his teeth are effulgent like rows of pearls. And in the sweet mood of Vrindavan, it is described that they are as beautiful as rows of white jasmine flower. So therefore, he is another meaning is Mukunda. Now the third meaning of the word Mukunda, Mukunda, four aspects. Mu, Ku, N, Da. So, Mu means Mukti. And very specifically here, we are not talking about Salokya, Sashti, Samipya. But here in this definition, the word Mukti is defined as Ekatvam. The desire to become one with God. To become Bhagavan. Tattvamasi. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Prajnana Brahma. This conception. This is called Mukti. Mu. Mu means mukti. Ku means kupsita. Kupsita means disgust. And N means ananda. And da means dadati, to give. He who gives so much joy through his service that the desire to become him sounds disgusting. Santa Tukaram, a very great saint in the 17th century, he writes a song in Marathi, which translates as follows, that if we are all sugar, then who is tasting whom? If God and the living entity are one and the same, and if everybody is sugar, then who is tasting whom? He writes in that same song that if there is no difference between mother and child, then who is feeling the affection? If there is separation between mother and child, and then there is union, who is feeling what? If they are the same, there is no rasa. To feel some emotion, there must be two sides to the story. There must be a lover, there must be a beloved in all rasas. So similarly, there must be difference. There must be separation in the identity. Yes, we are parts and parcels, Prabhupada explained. We are one in quality, but different in quantity. We cannot become God. So therefore, Tukaram Maharaji says, please never again speak about the disgusting nature of oneness. Pure oneness, only oneness. Not Achintya Veda Veda, but we are talking about saying that I am God. So therefore, Mu means Mukti, to become one with God. And Ku means Kupsita, disgust. N means Ananda. And Da means Dadati, he who gives so much joy. Salokya Sarshti Samipya. Diyamanam na grhananti vina mat sevanam jana. Bhagavatam describes without the bhakti rasa, the devotees don't want anything from the Lord. Ami vidnya ei murkhe vishay kene dipo. Nija charanamrita diya vishay bhulaiva. Ama bhaje vishay mage ei bodo murkh. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. If somebody worships Krishna with a desire to become him, this is very dangerous. Instead, we serve Krishna with the desire to eternally serve. One time somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what do you expect out of the process of chanting? Prabhupada said, we chant to continuously chant forever. the ladder and the fruit, the sadhana and the sadhya are the same. So therefore, Mukunda, this word means he who gives so much joy to the devotee that the desire to become God will never rise in the heart of the devotee. Absolutely no. And this word is so dear that King Kulashekhar wrote a whole book offering it to Mukunda, called as the Mukunda Mala Stotra. Stotra comes from the root word stu, which means to glorify. So garlands of glorification are offered at the service of Mukunda. We can see so many verses in Mukunda Mala Stotra have the word Mukunda. The first verse, Sri Vallabheti Varadeti Dayapareti Bhakta Priyeti Bhavaluntana Kovideti Natheti Nagashayaneti Jagannivaseti Alapinam Pratidinam Kuru Mam Mukunda. Then in the second verse also we can see Jayatu Jayatu Prithvi Bhara Nasho Mukunda. And in the third verse he says Mukunda Murna Pranipatya Yache. He has so much attachment to this word Mukunda that first three verses have the word Mukunda. Then after description of the Lord in different forms, at the end he says Mukunda Mala Patatam Naranam Ashesha Saukhyam Labhate Nakasvit Samasta Papa Kshayametya Dehi Prayati Vishnu Paramam Padam Tat. That if someone chants the name of Mukunda in the Mukunda Mala Stotra, three things will happen. Sins will be destroyed, unlimited spiritual bliss will flood the heart, Anandam Budhi Vardhanam, and Prayati Vishnu Paramam Padam Tat. One will go back home, back to God, just by chanting the name Mukunda. Even in the context of Ambarish Maharaj's Charitra, there Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnanam Karor Harer Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasatkatodhaye Mukunda Linga Laya Darshane Drishav Tadhritya Gatra Sparishenga Sangamam Granam Chatatpada Saroja Saurube Srimat Tulasya Rasanata Darpite. There also the word Mukunda has been used. So it's a very dear word. Even Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in one verse he writes, Radha Mukunda Padasambhava Garma Bindhu. While describing Radha and Krishna, he says, Radharani with Mukunda, Krishna. So in this way, Mukunda is a very nice name of Krishna. So Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda. Then after that the word is Murari. So Mura is a demon and Ari means enemy. So, enemy of Mura is Murari. One time I went to one temple and I asked for the Wi-Fi password to connect to my laptop. And the devotee said the password is Ravanari. So, I did not hear. I initially heard Ravana. So, I asked the devotee, Ravana? He said, no, Ravanari. So, then I said, okay, I understood that this is the name of Sri Ramachandra, who is the killer of Ravana. So, in this way, we can see that we can add the word Ari to any demon's name and we can get the name of the Lord. Like there is another name of the Lord called as Putanari. He who killed Putana is Putanari. So there is actually one very beautiful verse also with the name Putanari. Pankha Vishikta Sakala Vayavam Vilokya Damodaram Vadati Kopa Vashad Yashoda Tvam Sukarosi Gata Janmani Putanare Ityukta Sasvita Mukho Vatuno Murari. It describes that when Krishna was dressed so beautifully as a baby by Mother Yashoda, she took such wonderful care that the Krishna's fragrance and beauty, eyes, kajal, palms, ornaments, flower garlands, peacock feather, everything perfect. She decked up Krishna so wonderfully and sent him to the forest with the friends. And when Krishna came back, he was covered with cow dung and cow urine and fresh and dry mud. And he had his eyes closed and he was knocking the door. Mother Yashoda saw this little cute mountain of mud. She said, "Who are you?" And he was blinking his eyes and saying, "Oh, mother, this is me." So Mother Yashoda immediately asked Krishna that, "Krishna, what have you done to yourself? Were you a pig in your last life? Tvam sukarosi gata janmani putanare, O killer of putana, O putanari, gata janmani, in your past life, tvam sukarosi, were you a pig?" Meaning that why are you decking yourself like this? But Krishna said, "Oh, my mother knows me from past life. Yes, mother, I was a pig. I was Varahadev." Shri Varahadev ki jai. This is the classic example that janayati asu vairagyam jnanam yachcha haitukam. That whenever there is prema bhakti jaha huite, avidya vinasha jate. That wherever there is love for Krishna, all transcendental knowledge, vidya vadu jivanam, is revealed in the heart. So Mother Yashoda, because she's a pure devotee, as a mother, eternal mother of Krishna, she knows Krishna. So Krishna, he is thinking to himself, "When I knocked the door, I was thinking whether my mother knows me in this life, because I am dressed like this. But my mother is so advanced that not just in this life, she knows me over lifetimes. She could know that I am actually Varahadev." But Mother Yashoda didn't ask like that. She asked out of Matra Sneha, out of Vatsalya Prem. So ityukta sasmita mukha. Listening to these words of Mother Yashoda, Krishna smiled. So there the word used is, "Tvam sukarosi gata janmani putanare. O killer of putana, were you a pig in past life?" So there we can see putana plus ari, putanari. Similarly, you can see the word ravanari. Ravana plus ari, ravanari. Similarly, baka plus ari, bakari. Kamsa plus ari, kamsari. There is a verse, "Kamsari api samsara vasana baddha shankhala, radham adaya hridaya tatyaja vraja sundari." That he who killed Kamsa is Kamsari. So in this way, the word here is Murari. Sometimes this word is used in sarcasm also. Because the word Mura also means very sweet, loving relationship that Krishna has with his devotees. This is also called Mura in Vrindavan. Not the demon, but Prem. Krishna Prem is also called Mura. So let's say if Krishna tells his friends that, "I will meet you at certain time at Govardhan," and if he comes late, then the friends call Krishna Murari. Why? Because if you were a friend to Prema Bhakti, then you would have come on time to see your devotees, your friends. But because you're an enemy to that mood, you have come late. Meaning, in a very sweet way of glorifying Krishna, at the same time, sarcastic glorification. So, vakra ukti. These are called words of sarcasm. So, by saying Murari, O killer of Mura, that is outside Vrindavan. But in Vrindavan, when Krishna comes late for some pastime, they will say, "Oh, you may have, I think you're an enemy of Sakhyaras or Vatsalyaras or Madhuriras. This is why you have come late, because you don't like to be with us." So you're Mura plus Ari, Murari. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari, then Rama. Very, very beautiful word, Rama. Ramante Yogino Nante Satyananda Chidatmani Iti Rama Pade Naso Parabrahma Vidhiyate. That Lord at whose lotus feet millions and millions of Akrishti Kritachetasam Sumanasam Uchatanam Chamhasam. Very, very great exalted munis and yogis and bhaktas, suridas, devatas, who are so fine-tuned that nothing material enters their ear hole, nothing material enters their eye, nothing material enters their nostril, nothing material enters their mouth, nothing material attracts the sense of touch. But when Sri Ram walked through the forest, all of them got up, because Ramachandra's form, Ramachandra's words, his glancing, it penetrated through all their senses and took over their consciousness. This is Rama. So when Srila Prabhupada was asked about in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, "Who's Rama?" Prabhupada said, "Who do you think is Rama?" And one devotee said, "Sitapati Rama." Another devotee said, "Parashurama." Another person said, "Balarama." And when Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada said, "All of them." The holy names of Krishna and Ramachandra, they include everything. Our acharyas describe, Prabhupada has described that Rama refers to Balarama in one context. So when we chant, Rama can refer to Balarama. Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur say that Rama refer to Radha Ramana, Krishna. Radha Radhita Radhesha Radhika Pranavallabha Radha Ramana Vandetvam Radhika Prema Nirjita. That we bow down to Radha Raman, Radhika Raman Shri Krishna. Like in Punjabi Bhag, ISKCON temple, the deities are Radhika Ramana, Radha Radhika Ramana. So when I go there and I see the deities, I remember this is Radha, Radhika Ramana means Rama in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Like that. So that is one meaning. We can meditate while chanting, calling out to Krishna. Another sweet meaning of Sri Ram Nam is Rakara Srimati Radha Makara Madhusudano Dvayo Vigraha Samyogat Ramanama Itikila. Sometimes Krishna Bhaktas may think that why I am chanting Ram when I am devotee of Krishna. Not ISKCON devotees, but sometimes outside they may think like that. I am Krishna Bhakta, why I should chant the name of Ram? But in the Puranas it has been described, Rama, these two syllables, Ra refers to Radharani and Ma refers to Madhusudan, Krishna. So when we serve Radha and Krishna together, that is Ram Leela, Rama. Both of them in the form of two syllables are coming together. So in our temple also when we see Radha Krishna, this is Rama. Ra means Radharani and Ma means Madhava or Madhusudana, the name of Krishna. So this is Rama. And this name is so divine that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami describes, if someone says Raja Mahishi, Raja Mahishi means king and queen in Sanskrit. He says, but Ramachandra, Sri Ram, is so eager to give us the glory of chanting his holy name that he takes the first syllable from both words. So Ra from Raja, Ma from Mahishi, and he gives it together as Rama. If someone says Halam Riktam, the movement of the plow, Halam Riktam, then Krishna takes Ha from Halam, Ri from Riktam, and gives us the benefit of chanting Hari. Similarly, Raja Mahishi, Ra from Raja, Ma from Mahishi, we get the benefit of chanting Rama. If Krishna gives us benefit by taking syllables from different words, imagine what we will get by chanting the name. Damshtri Damshtra Hatom Lecho Haram Iti Punapunaha Uktvapi Muktim Apnoti Kim Punashraddhayagrina. Srila Haridas Thakur has also mentioned this, that if the Mlecha dies chanting Haram, then he also gets the benefit of chanting Haram. So in this way, then how much more when someone actually calls out to Ramachandra or Shri Krishna as Ram or Balaram or Parshuram, like that. So this is Rama. The next word is Krishna. Krishi bhu vachako shabdo nascha nivritti vachaka tvayoraikyam parabrahma Krishna iti avidhiyate. This verse comes from the Mahabharata quoted in the Shatsandarbhas and in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada also quotes it in the purport many times. So this is the definition of the word Krishna. Krishna means the greatest and the sweetest coming together. We can see many times in this world, people become great, but they are not the greatest. And when we think of deities which are the greatest, they may not be the sweetest. Children in this world may be sweet, not sweetest, and at the same time, they are not the greatest. But Krishna, when he comes as a baby, he is the greatest, yet at the same time the sweetest. So this is Krishna, the source of everything, coming to taste the love of the devotees. This is Krishna. And he is very attractive, all attractive. Drishtvatape vrajapashun saharama gopaihi sancharayantam anuvenu mudirayantam prema pravruddha udita kusumavalibhi sakhyu vyadatsva vapushambuda atapatram. In the Bhagavatam, it has been described when Krishna is walking from forest to forest with Balarama and his friends, and it is very hot. The clouds start thinking. Hearing Krishna's flute sound and seeing Krishna's form, he's so attractive. Rupa Goswami Pad says, Tri Jagan Manasakrashi. Krishna is so attractive that he can attract the hearts and the minds of living entities in the whole creation. Asamartho Urdu Rupa Shri. Asama Urdu Rupa Shri Vismapita Characharam. Krishna is so attractive that he can make Yamuna like a rock of Govardhan, stunned. And he can melt the rock of Govardhan and make it flow like Yamuna. That is how attractive Krishna is. So in this verse, it is described Krishna's form and his flute playing is so attractive that when Krishna is walking from forest to forest with his brother and with his cows, and the sun is scorching, the clouds being attracted by Krishna, they think, oh, one of our family members is on the floor. He is also cloud. Megashyam, Navajala Darshyam, Krishna is Ghanashyam, Ghanashyam Sundara Krishna. So one of our clouds is down and he is being scorched by the heat of the sun. So what we should do? We should all hold hands. Just like sometimes when great personalities come, we all do human chain. So similarly, all the clouds started doing human chain and they connected to each other and they blocked the sun. So Vrindavan became completely covered by the clouds. Then the clouds thought, this is protection on one level, but we have to do one more thing. We should serve him with very sweet, wonderful water. So they started raining, but very small raindrops. Blissful dewdrops. Very, very blissful. And so much so that Kusumavali bihi, it seemed as if demigods are offering flowers, but it was actually raindrops given by the clouds after blocking the sun and the heat. Now they are cooling Krishna's body through water. Why are they doing that? Because he's Krishna. He's all attractive. Krishna can attract everything and everyone, including Mahavishnu, including Lakshmi at Belwan, including himself. Krishna gets attracted. Aparikalita purvam kashchamatkara kari. Our acharyas write, what chamatkar is this? That Krishna gets attracted to himself. He tells Mother Yashoda, today I made friendship with a very beautiful boy. Mother Yashoda said, "Acha, what is his name?" He said, his name is also Krishna. And I asked him about his mother. His mother's name is also Yashoda. And he also lives. Mother Yashoda said, where is that boy? Krishna held Mother Yashoda's hand and took it to his own reflection without realizing that that is actually his reflection. Krishna is so attractive that he gets attracted to himself. Not in pride, but in innocence. So this is how attractive Krishna is. Everything about him is so attractive. His pastimes are attractive. His names are attractive. His forms are attractive. You can see in our ISKCON temples, as soon as we see the deity at Sringararti, our eyes, they get pacified. Darshanam no dridikshunam dehi bhagavatarchitam rupam. This form, sarvendriya gunanjanam, it satisfies and gives peace to all of our senses just by having darshan. Krishna is so beautiful. When we have cleanliness and punctuality dipped with devotion on the side of the pujari, that can be reflected on the deity. And the whole community can take darshan, not just of the deities, but also the pujari's devotion to the Lord can be seen by taking darshan. So Krishna is very attractive through his flute sound, through his form, through his names, his abode, his pastimes, his devotees. Everything is very attractive. And finally, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Haya Griva. Haya means horse and Griva means throat. Just like the word Sugriva. Su means Sushtu, very attractive. And Griva means throat. He who has a very attractive singing and calling out of devotion is called Sugriva. Similarly, Hayagriva. We know the Lord took the horse incarnation and therefore he is half, he has the face of the transcendental face of a horse. So people will believe Spider-Man, half man, half spider. They will believe Iron Man, half iron. They will believe Batman, half man, half bat. But they will not believe half man, half lion, half man, half horse. Krishna can take all incarnations. Krishna can take all incarnations. So in this way we can see Vedanuddharate Jaganti Vahate Bhugola Muddibrate Daityam Darayate Balim Chalayate Kshatrakshayam Kurvate Paulastyam Jayate Halam Halayate Karunya Matanvate Mlechan Murchayate Dashakruti Krute Krishna Yatubhyam Namaha. This way we bow down to the Dashavatar and all the wonderful names of Krishna in all these incarnations. So this was just the first verse. So many more verses to go. But in the interest of time, I will pause here. Any mistakes that I may have committed, I have definitely committed. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that Piparlipsa. That Brahma Pramada Vipralipsa Karana Patava Arsha Vitnya Vakya Nahi Dosha Isava. Only pure Vaishnavas are free from Vachaskalanam. the slip of the tongue. So whatever mistakes I have committed, philosophical deviations, grammatical mistakes in communication, or distorted flow of speaking, lack of systematic organization, please all of you may kindly forgive me. And please, like Raja Hamsa, you can take the milk of the essence and leave the water of my mistakes behind. I offer my obeisances repeatedly to all the Vaishnavas who have assembled. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyai patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.